the Cronulla Sharks have just signed a very interesting young player by the name of Lockie Miller, coming out of the Rugby Sevens background. Lockie, we've got you on the line. How are you doing, brother?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Excellent, mate. Now, look, my heart's racing. I don't know about yours. You played rugby league as a junior, and you've just been recruited by Fitzy at the Sharks. Can you just give us a little bit of background onto the journey of where you've come from and how you've ended up at the greatest sporting team in Australia?
Yeah, I grew up playing league, as you said, and sort of got an opportunity to go to rugby there for a bit. But my heart always lied in league, and I always said if I did get a chance to jump back and jump back into it, I would always take it. And yeah, as you said, I've got the chance to go to the best club in Australia, as you said.
Yeah, mate, it's Timmy Manor here. Lockie, I remember talking to Sammy Woodrider a lot, and he telling me about his stories about rugby sevens and the journeys that he went on. Have you been on a similar kind of thing? I know COVID's been around for the last 2 years, but have you been able to see a lot of the world through rugby sevens?
Yeah, so I was there for 5 years in the end, and I was lucky enough to get pretty much everywhere on the World Series before COVID hit us. It's pretty amazing, and just sort of the, it's just a different sort of atmosphere. The crowds that you get, and there's sort of a 2-3 day tournament, and the games are quick, and they're a lot of fun. They're obviously a lot of fun to watch. So yeah. Yeah. All those stories that Sammy would have told you.
In in league, I guess the most diverse you get in league is probably Parramatta to, I guess, the Roosters, eastern suburbs to western suburbs. It's about as diverse as we get. I'm sure. Is there a location or a city in the world that you enjoyed playing at the most?
Yeah, I think probably the Hong Kong Sevens is kind of where it was founded, and yeah, the Hong Kong Sevens is something pretty special.
No swab tests over there, Lockie.
Nah. I don't know, that we didn't get to go travel really with COVID, but
And getting to the Sharks and back to rugby league from sevens, are you like, why are there so many players on the field?
A little bit, you know, like when you got seven on the field, you can sort of find your way a bit better. But no, I'm really loving it. Just the new challenges every day and learning something new every day. It's good to be back in 13
minutes,
that's for sure.
And the story, like, I was reading today, because, you know, I visited the Sharks a couple of months ago. I took them a copy of my book Plum down there, and I watched the boys train, and I got some free merchandise, and which is my favourite part of life, really. And they were ripping in, and there was this really, for the first time, I've been a Sharks fan for a long time, and there was a real feeling of lightness and friendliness around the club. The club's always had a bit of a heaviness around it. And there was just this really nice, lovely friendliness that I think Fitzy's given. And I've heard that he, you know, there's handshakes, you know, to all staff members. You say their name, you say hello. Is it an old-fashioned handshake? And, you know, Mulitalo was talking about the positivity of, you know, being a man first and a gentleman and that kind of stuff. Can you give us a bit of insight into that kind of cultural stuff?
Yeah, so if Fitzy's brought in that, obviously I wasn't around before this year, so I can't really speak on how the club was before, but he's brought in that gentleman first, rugby player second attitude. And it's just, if you see someone around the club, you go up and you shake their hand, ask them how they're going, say good day. Or if they're across the side of the field, you just give them a wave. But it's sort of everyone, as you said, it built a really nice culture. Everyone gets along. And then, you know, the people upstairs that you might not get to see as much, they're behind you and they know who you are and they know your name. So, yeah, it's a really good feel at the club at the moment and everyone's happy and everyone's excited.
Yeah, Lockie, you're one of, I guess, a few exciting signings for the club. Nico Hines and Finucane. But is there a player that's really impressed you, that just watching him train, that's someone that you think that, you know, they're great? And has anyone else take you under their wing to kind of introduce you back into rugby league?
To be honest, it sort of goes into that last sort of comment about how the club's a really good feel and got a really good culture at the moment. Everyone's been really good, and everyone to me is just, you know, they're all superstars type thing, and I'm in awe of all of them at the moment. But you know, they've all been really good. I really like watching Matt Moylan play. He looks fit, really fit, and he's just got a lot of experience in the halves, which is sort of where I'm looking to play. So I like watching him train and run around the field, and yeah, he gives me a lot of direction.
Yeah, I was reading an article about you and I watched a bit of your highlights, mate, and it reminded me a little bit of myself in the 14Bs for De La Salle, actually. But where are you going to play? Because you can pretty much pop up anywhere. Are you coming off the bench in that kind of impact style, or are you hoping to get into, you know, into a hooker position or a centre position, or get your hands on the ball? I guess coming into rugby league from sevens, anything's possible.
Yeah, as you said, sort of like, it is a bit of a unknown at the moment, but I've been training a little bit in the halves and a little bit of fullback. But obviously, there's some very talented players there, so I'm just keen to get on the field at any stage, anywhere, and any position. It would be it'd be a dream come true.
Just
so,
get that great jumper
as it comes, but yeah, that'd be great. But yeah, each day as it comes, but yeah, in the halves or around the fullback. Otherwise, yeah, utility.
So there's a possibility that if Matty Moylan's fit, we might see Nico Hines and Matty Moylan in the 7 and 6 together. I guess you probably can't give too much away, but that could be quite a combination, couldn't it? I mean, Matty's just such a beautiful footballer, but plagued by injury, and Nico's got his whole career in front of him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we haven't really gone through too much of that. You know, everyone's jumping in everywhere at the moment. So
yeah.
We've got different sort of combinations going on. But, obviously, as you said, a lot of experience with Matthew there, and obviously played by injury. So I think he's due for a really good season, and then we'll see what Nico can do. So.
And it must be nice having those blokes. I mean, Andrew Fifita is such a proud Shark. Wade Graham's such a proud Shark. Are they loving? They must be loving the new recruits and the new energies that you guys are bringing. How's Wade and Andrew?
Yeah, I think everyone's really excited. Like if you speak to anyone, they tell you how excited, how good the feel is around the club, and how excited everyone is to have those. You know, like Cam McInnes and Dale Finucane and Nico are in the club. So yeah, as you said, if you ask anyone, everyone's going to tell you how exciting it is, and definitely a club to watch.
Yeah, Lockie, what's your goals for the year? I guess, you know, you want to play in the NRL, but is there goals to go any further in terms of developing parts of your game that you want to grow at and be better in?
Yeah, I really just want to, like, learn how to run a team around, really, and sort of play that running half role. That obviously, I've got a lot to learn coming from being out of the game for 5 years, and before that, I was never at this level. So I've got a lot to learn, and you know, if I do end up getting the chance to debut, it'll be an amazing feat, but I've got a long way to go. So really just learn the game at the moment and see where it takes me.
I guess the exciting thing for you is you got the base. Like, you know, like Brendan said, we've watched your videos and your highlights, and you got all the ability and all the talent and speed as well, which is always just a great base. And then all the rest of it, you can kind of learn on the run, and you've got some really great guys to learn from. So I've got no doubt you'll be going to be able to learn it. We're really excited to watch your journey. I guess transition from, you know, union to league, but also just watch you grow and become the player we know you're going to become.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Thanks for that.
Oh, mate, it is really exciting. And you know, as you know, the Sharks' number one ticket holder, and I don't know if there's posters of me or a lot of chat about me around the club. I know that ScoMo's tried to take the mantle of number one ticket holder, but just remember, he's from Bronte, moved to Cronulla. I'm from Cronulla, moved to Bronte, but my heart will always be in Cronulla. And
one's worse? I feel like your one's worse. You're leaving your heartland. You're leaving the area and you turn your back on it.
Yeah, but I'm from there. And I'll always be from there. You know, and is there a lot of talk around the club, or, you know, this year boys do it for Brendan? Is there, like, you know, Brendan's inspired us? Do you play a lot of Brendan Cowell films when you're in the warm-ups and stuff? Like, how much Cowell is there in the sheds and the talk around the club?
I just keep my head down. And
yeah. That's a good humble answer. That is, I mean, I like Russell Crowe, I'd be interested in buying the club as long as you do afterpay with many installments over about, you know, 50 years. But genuinely, mate, you just add, I saw Matty Cavalli was in there. I saw, you know, that we'd bought Nico Hines. I saw that we bought Dale Finucane, and I thought, and it just couldn't get any better. And then you see yourself coming in, and it just sends shivers. By the way, Dale Finucane on the axe, has he played any ballads, any songs, any covers? Because I heard he's a bit of a guitarist.
No, he hasn't, but I'll be hitting him up soon because I heard the same, and I'm a sucker for a guitarist. So.
Are you a bit of a singer, Lockie? Have you got any songs yourself? What are you hitting in karaoke down at Northies?
No, I'm terrible. Probably the worst singer you'll hear. So yeah, I'll leave that for Dale.
Well, mate, you just leave your dancing to the footy field because it's really exciting, and I can't wait to see you in the blue, black, and white as we head deep into September. Up Cronulla. Great to have you on the radio show, mate, and see you down at Shark Park.
Cheers, guys. Thanks heaps.
Cheers, mate.